Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams, the most important broadcast of this series. Thank you for joining me today. This series broadcasts every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com. You can also find episodes at Counterthink.com. And in today's episode, I've got so much for you today. We're going to take a deep dive into the real reasons behind the tech giants' censorship and the panic of the deep state. It turns out that the deep state and the tech giants are really one in the same. It's the NSA is behind Google and Facebook. I mean, Facebook is just a giant spying engine that delivers all the information it gathers back to the deep state system. We're talking about the NSA, but also the CIA in different renditions, different topics. This deep state system runs the swamp, runs the education system, runs the media. CNN is not a journalism organization. It is a propaganda front group for the CIA. And it also runs the banking system, the bankers, the banks, the Federal Reserve, the big banking monopolists. They are granted immunity from criminal prosecution by the deep state. And that's why they get bailouts when they commit massive crimes that steal trillions of dollars from the American people. Just the Federal Reserve's money printing campaign is a massive theft of money from the people. But now what's happening is humanity is waking up. Humanity is finally starting to realize, because we have all this decentralization of information, the internet, independent media, our own platforms like Real.Video, which is my platform, sites like InfoWars.com or NaturalNews.com. Human freedom is on the rise. And because of this, Donald Trump got elected. I mean, Trump could not have been elected without the independent media's support. That's the reason that he was able to even reach people with his message in 2016. So the deep state system is totally freaking out now and saying that they have to stop not just Donald Trump and not just the elections, but they have to stop humanity from waking up and wanting to be free. You see, that's the big scam in all of this, that it's not just about defeating President Trump or stealing 2018 midterms or taking back the White House in 2020. It's really about keeping humanity enslaved, because our planet, all of human civilization, currently functions as a slave race to globalist controllers who control everything from technology, medicine. They rewrite history. They control public education. They control the media. And they lie to you about everything. In fact, much of what you think you know is a massive lie. What you think you know about even chemistry, or physics, or history, or astronomy, for that matter, or what you think you know about finance and money, it's all a lie, and you are deliberately lied to, repeatedly and maliciously, by the establishment system in order to keep humanity down. They want you down like a dog. They want you to be entirely dependent on them. They don't want innovations to trickle down to regular people. They want to monopolize all technology, monopolize all military tech, as well as online tech and computational tech. They want to monopolize the money system, the education system, the very definition of history. And they've done this, plus the media. They've done this for generations. But now they're slipping. They're losing control. So the real push now for censorship is to stop humanity from becoming free. Because we are now living through the era of mass awakening and mass decentralization of false authority. The decentralization of power, whether it's power over information or money, i.e. cryptocurrency, it's this decentralization that actually threatens the status quo, not President Trump per se. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams. Be right back.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back to Counterthink. Now, the censorship that has been brought down upon us, which, by the way, CNN denies it's happening. They're gaslighting everybody, saying, what censorship? There's no censorship. Nobody's being censored. What are you talking about? Meanwhile, we're all being censored and deplatformed, myself included. CNN is literally just pretending and gaslighting. And that's what they do. There's such fake news. But the reason they're doing this is because the world is waking up to the realization, this powerful realization, that we don't need centralized authorities to rule over us in any realm of our lives. Now, think about it. What is the federal government? The federal government itself is a centralized ruler, an authority that is imposed upon us to tell us how to live and what we're allowed to do, what we're allowed to say, where we're allowed to work, what objects we're allowed to own. You know, look at gun restrictions. What molecules we're allowed to possess. Look at bans on CBD oil or cannabis, for example. The federal government is a corrupt system of authoritarian control. At the moment, it happens to have a President Trump who is an anti-establishment individual. But that doesn't mean the system itself isn't inherently evil and, by the way, about to become obsolete. So whether or not Trump defeats this swamp system in the long term is somewhat irrelevant because the system itself is about to become obsolete. Because human beings realize that they don't need Washington to tell them how to live. They don't need a centralized money supply and banking system that steals their money every day. You know, every time the central bank prints more money through quantitative easing, they're stealing your money through debasement of the existing money supply. That is fiscal theft. They're stealing money from you every day. Quietly, silently, they don't even have to break into your house to do it. They don't have to hack your bank account. They're just stealing the purchasing power of your money, and they do it every day. Well, what if we didn't have a centralized money supply run by a corrupt criminal system of government and banksters? What if we had our own We the People currency? What if it were based on cryptocurrency or gold, perhaps? That would be decentralization of the money supply. And that is what the system that exists today cannot allow to happen because that would take them out of power. So the centralization of power over every aspect of your life is what they're fighting to defend. And that's why they're desperate, and that's why they're breaking laws and committing massive fraud and engaging in the most aggressive, dangerous tactics imaginable. Total censorship of many channels, like InfoWars and Alex Jones. They're going to lose in court, but they don't care because by the time that comes around, they think that they will have captured and enslaved the country at a whole new level. They believe that if they can win the elections in November and then impeach the president, that they can eliminate the last barrier. And if they can censor and shut down all independent media, they believe they can eliminate the last barriers to human freedom. Or I should say the last barriers to human enslavement from their point of view. But from our point of view, it's human freedom that we're striving for. And we are striving for freedom under a system of absolute control. There's control at every step, at every layer of society today. But we're fighting against that system with freedom of speech and by asking questions and daring to think for ourselves. And it is that daring to think that is the most dangerous thing to a corrupt authoritarian system. They know that if we win, this is the big thing, maybe I should have opened with this. They know that if we win, they lose control over everything. They lose control over the corrupt medical system, where they're making trillions of dollars globally off of your suffering and disease by selling you toxic prescription medications that you don't need and that don't work. It's a giant racket. It's a massive scam. But if they lose control over health information, then they can't continue that scam. So literally trillions of dollars in global profits depend on controlling information sources about health, medicine, vaccines, immune system function, all these things. They have to attack natural supplements. They have to promote toxic chemotherapy. They have to convince people that disease is a matter of luck rather than cause and effect, and many other egregious violations of logic and reason and rationality. And that's just one sector. That's just the medical sector. They also have to run the money sector, bankers, as I talked about, all of government, plus technology. They have to dominate tech, because technology is a multiplier of human will. And if that technology were to get into the hands of we the people, then we would cause a global eruption into mass abundance, longevity, happiness, innovation, creativity, economic growth. We would create a new golden era of abundance for this planet where we don't need the controllers. We don't need the tech giants. We don't need centralized governments to tell us how to live. And that scares it scares them to death that humanity might be free. The globalists, they profit and they stay in power by denying humanity real progress. This is what you've got to understand. They enslave the human race on a global scale, and then they make sure that humanity can never leap forward and take that quantum leap to a higher level of abundance or economic efficiency or a technology being openly shared or longevity and health or enhanced cognitive function. All of these things are denied humanity because the controllers have to keep humanity enslaved and mass poisoned. And I'm going to talk about 5G networks here in another upcoming segment. They've got to keep you mass poisoned so that they can keep you down and make sure you have kind of a chemical lobotomy of your brain where you can't think clearly, you can't ask questions, you're in this constant haze, you're on mass medication, 10 or 12 prescription drugs constantly. They start drugging you when you're an infant. They drug you all through childhood and through adulthood, and even in your senior years, you're drugged into a fog where you're not allowed to think for yourself. I mean, if you look at the best thinkers today and the people who are out-of-the-box thinkers, you know, none of us take prescription medications. Why is that? Because it's cause and effect. If we took prescription medications, we would just be mental zombies like the masses. You wouldn't be able to think for yourself. You wouldn't be able to do a show like this without a teleprompter, for example. You know, I never use teleprompters. I do broadcasts based on just philosophical ideas, a stream of thought. I don't use notes or try to memorize things to deliver a very important podcast or broadcast to you. But if you're on drugs all the time, statin drugs cause brain fog, diabetes drugs, chemotherapy causes chemo brain, vaccines contain brain-damaging aluminum and monosodium glutamate and mercury. They're all neurotoxins. This is all by design. This is what you've got to understand. It's all by design. They want to keep you poisoned so that they can prevent you from asking questions that might set humanity free. And when people start to rise up and ask questions, and they have their own independent platforms like we have, and people like you participating in this process of free speech and asking big questions and wondering about the establishment or even challenging the establishment, that's when the establishment starts cracking down. That's why they're pushing the censorship. That's why they're attacking and slandering anyone who speaks out against the system. That's why they're trying to destroy or even murder President Trump, because he is an outsider who is in the system, mucking up their cabal, their cartel control over all of us. That is why the censorship is really happening. It's much deeper than just silencing Alex Jones or silencing Mike Adams or silencing Ann Coulter or whoever. It is about defending their enslavement of humanity by making sure that people never rise up and escape the mental prison that has been constructed for them by the globalists and reinforced by the fake education system and the fake news system. You are living in a mental prison, but you're escaping it by listening to this show. And that is why the system is trying to destroy the voices that are trying to lead you to, frankly, to the light of knowledge and freedom and human liberty. That's what this is really all about. And I'll give you more details on the other side. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Stay with us on Counterthink.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
The key realization today is to understand that humanity is on the verge of breaking through to real freedom, real decentralization. We don't need centralized government authorities anymore. We don't need centralized technology authorities. We don't need false power telling us how to live our lives. And I made some notes here. Think about this. We don't need governments to tell us what to do. We are wiser than the government. We don't need the fake news media giants to tell us what to think. We're capable of thinking for ourselves. We don't need doctors to tell us what to swallow. Doctors are just puppets of the pharmaceutical giants, and they're bribed to push poison pills that make you more diseased and cause more symptoms and more suffering. We don't need central banks to control our money supply as they steal money from us by monetary debasement. We don't need a corrupt justice system, because that system doesn't serve justice anyway. It's a two-tiered system where all the people in power are automatically immune to seemingly all crimes, but those who are outside the system of power are selectively prosecuted and found guilty and imprisoned for committing no crime whatsoever. It's not a justice system. It's a clownish circus of false justice to create the illusion of due process while they throw their political enemies in prison. Just look at what they're doing to Paul Manafort and Roger Stone, and even trying to do to President Trump. We don't even need corrupt representatives in Washington. This is a big one. We don't need representatives in Washington because we don't need a central federal authority ruling over us. This is a big one. You know, our system of government was created at a time when there were no phone lines. There was no instant communication, obviously no internet, not even electricity. So you had to send somebody to Washington to speak for you. And sometimes you didn't hear what they did for months because it would have to travel back by, you know, horseback or railway or what, you know, whatever transportation system was working at the time. Or telegraph, you know, for once that was invented in the 1800s. We did not have the ability to participate directly in our own decision-making because we weren't interconnected back in, you know, 1792, right? We weren't interconnected. There wasn't an internet. Even, you know, 1865, right? Wasn't an internet. Things would have been different if there was. So what we have today in this hyper-connected society is the ability to take back our power and rule over ourselves. And it's the most fundamental principle of liberty is the principle of self-ownership, that we own our own bodies, we own our minds, we own our speech, we own our own experience, that no government can claim authority over what we say and who we are and what we do and what we speak, you know, and how we wish to live our own lives. And this is why I'm a libertarian, even on issues of, you know, gender, marriage, and, you know, same-sex marriage and all that. My point of view, hey, let people do whatever they want. I don't want a government getting involved and interfering in my life, so I shouldn't tell other people how to live their lives. It's a libertarian point of view. But if you expand that thought even further, you come to realize that we don't need representatives in Washington who've sold us out anyway. They're almost all traitors, with very few exceptions. They don't represent us. We grant them power, and then they turn against us, and they use that power to betray our nation and betray the public trust. And I'm here to tell you today that the very idea of a central federal government ruling over our country, the United States of America, the idea of a large central federal authority is obsolete. That realization is what really horrifies the establishment. This is why they're fighting so hard. They can't let people realize that the government is so incompetent that, you know, an outsider like Donald Trump can come in and actually get things done. Even when he's under a severe attack every single day, he gets more done in 18 months than Barack Obama could do in 8 years, because the system is incompetent. The bureaucracy is incompetent. They are literally stupid people. They're incompetent. They are stupid. They are dishonest. They're greedy. They've never had to actually produce anything in exchange for their paychecks. They've gotten rich as living as parasites off the system by asserting false authority over the rest of the country. This is huge to realize. We don't need the bureaucracy any longer. This is the big aha. In fact, that's probably the most dangerous thing I could say today, right now, is to say that we don't need the bureaucracy. And interestingly, Donald Trump is proving it, because we elected him. We tried to use the tools of this democratic republic, right? The constitutional republic of the United States of America. We use that system. We elected Trump. He goes to Washington, and the entire bureaucracy conspires to work against him, meaning that they are working against the voters, meaning that they are working against us. The bureaucracy, the elitists, whatever you want to call them, the corrupt criminal representatives in Washington, even in the judiciary, you know, not just legislative, but also the judicial branch and executive branch and so on. These people are aligned against you and I. They are running a cartel, a power cartel. And the last thing they can allow us to realize is that we don't need them. And so they have to scare you all the time into thinking that you need them. Remember when Obama was president and there was a big debate about the government shutdown for a tax agreement or government spending agreement? And the government was shut down for a period of time. What's the first thing Obama did? He started releasing violent prisoners from federal prisons. What's that about? Why? Why did he do that? Because he had to remind the American people that the government is your enemy. And if you don't support the government will release violent criminals into your streets to murder and rape you. That the government is weaponized against you. Barack Obama could have easily kept those people in prison. He could have easily said, you know, everybody will get their paychecks when the government opens again, which they did. But he used this theatrical maneuver to release violent criminals into the streets to tell the American people that the government has you blackmailed, that if you don't support this federal bureaucracy, that you will be targeted by the government with violence. That was the message from President Trump. And I got that message loud and clear. I understand fully the way these people think about the government. To them, it is a weapon of control. It is a weapon to force you to submit to their false authority. And it is that very false authority that is now being questioned by every intelligent, rational person across the country who's waking up and voting for outsiders like Trump, for example. And Trump-backed candidates have been winning primaries all across the country, by the way, because people are ready for a new era where we're not ruled over by a bunch of incompetent, literally stupid tyrants in Washington, D.C. We don't need them. We don't need them anymore. We are capable of running our own lives and our own communities without being told what to do by Washington. That realization is the most powerful thing that we can share right now. And it's the most dangerous idea to the bureaucrats in Washington. That terrifies them. That is why they're pulling out all the stops to censor anyone who dares talk about expanding human freedom. There's more straight ahead. We'll continue on Counterthink right after this break.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
So let's talk about some action items. I put together a page for you. Just go to naturalnews.com/take action. The URL again is naturalnews.com/take action. And there I've linked to some action items that you can pursue right now. There's a White House petition that you can sign that demands an end to online censorship. There are links there to some online resources, tech alternatives that you can use, such as my platform, Reel.video. And also, I've linked to a channel on Reel.video, which has 300 how-to videos now. It's called SHTF Prepping 101. I think that's the channel name. 300 videos that teach you basic skills that will save your life. A channel, it's amazing. I love that channel. It's one of my favorite channels. Go there now. Start watching those videos. Download them if you can. You'll learn how to make a water filter, how to reinforce the doors of your home against break-ins, how to disarm someone, even if you don't have a gun yourself, you know, how to defend your family, how to make your own natural medicine, how to build a Faraday cage to protect electronics against an EMP attack, even how to use epoxy resin to make your own bulletproof vest for about $35. It's incredible. So check out all those videos on real.video. And just to give you the latest statistics, it's a huge success story thanks to your support and the support of InfoWars. Real.video has now exceeded over 4 million video minutes served each week. And just a few weeks ago, like 3 weeks ago, I think that number was 1 million. Now it's 4 million. I mean, it's exploding rapidly. It's really growing. We now have almost 25,000 videos live on the site. 25,000 videos, including economics lessons and lectures, interviews. I mean, thousands of interviews. Del Bigtree has his entire channel on there called Highwire, where he interviews doctors and naturopathic physicians and researchers about the dangers of toxic vaccine ingredients. That's an amazing channel. The Alliance for Natural Health USA, they've got their channel on there now. And there are dozens of news channels, so many. It's just, again, it's almost 25,000 videos that you can find on real.video. So go there now, check it out, create your own channel there. And even this broadcast that you're listening to right now will also be there as well. It's crucial right now that we all take decisive action to support President Trump in his effort to drain the swamp and fight back against online censorship. Now, even though long-term, the very idea of this federal authority over all of us is, I believe, obsolete. Long-term, we don't need a federal government. Long-term, we don't need, frankly, Congress. Really, we don't need a judicial system run by the feds. We don't need all these things. You know, it's almost like we can decentralize society and run things at a local level in a much more equitable way, just a much more just way. But until that happens, it will happen eventually, by the way, because the United States is financially bankrupt, you know, over $21 trillion in debt and growing exponentially. It's only a matter of time before the federal government collapses financially. You know, it could be 1 year, it could be 10 years, I don't know. But until that happens, Donald Trump is the outsider in power in the White House, and he needs our support in the short term, you know, for the next, 6 years, assuming he gets a second term. We've got to support President Trump in fighting back against the swamp and fighting back against the tech giant censorship. So here's what I need you to do. I need you to go to that URL I mentioned, naturalnews.com/takeaction. And there you'll find a phone number for the Capitol switchboard. Call that number, ask for your senators and ask for your congressperson and tell them that you are demanding federal legislation to stop the censorship of the tech companies, or to put it in a positive way, to protect online speech. In other words, the First Amendment needs to apply to the realm of the internet. Push for that. Call your representatives in Washington. And if you want, at the end of your phone call, tell them, hey, you know, in 10 years, you're going to be obsolete. I just heard that from Counterthink. And see if they like that. See what they think about that. They may not like that because, you know, a lot of these people, they're corrupt and they're lazy and they're stupid. And that's why they want to rule over you, so they don't have to actually produce something in society themselves. I mean, what kind of person wants to run for office? Normally, it's someone who is too lazy to work. And they say they're serving the country when they're actually making themselves rich while ruling over you and stealing from the people. That's what is mostly there in Congress today. So when you call them and you mention your comments, you could add in there, you know, by the way, we hope you're obsolete in a few years. You won't have my vote a decade later because your position may not even exist any longer. We'll see. All right, so those are some of the action items. Now, let's get into, just checking the time here, I want to get into how much the establishment hates humanity. Now, this is a metaphor. This is not, I'm not literally saying this, but the metaphor is that the hatred for humanity is so intense that it's almost as if there were some kind of an anti-human invading alien species or something that wanted to clear out the planet. Again, this is a metaphor, not literal, but terraform the planet by getting rid of carbon dioxide and taking it over for themselves. But first they have to exterminate humanity. I mean, that's what it's like. It's like a bad science fiction movie or something. I'm not saying that it's literally that, but it almost seems that way. I mean, think about this. They've declared war on human health. The media has been attacking coconut oil, which is the cleanest dietary fat that you can take in. It's also great for your brain and may even help prevent Alzheimer's because of its medium-chain triglycerides, or MCTs. They've declared war. Actually, it was a Harvard professor who said, like a week ago, she said that coconut oil is pure poison and that she recommends everybody eat lard. It's like, wow, you're just such a buffoon, you know? And then the New York Times did an attack piece on vitamin D, and they literally claimed that talking about the benefits of vitamin D is part of a right-wing conspiracy theory. I'm not making this up. The New York Times actually thinks that vitamin D benefits are a conspiracy theory. It's the insanity on that is just off the charts. When vitamin D is so well known for the immune function, for metabolic proper function, you know, brain function, the things I can't say because of regulations, but vitamin D is the most healing nutrient probably known to mankind. And it's really a hormone. It's not even a vitamin. It's a hormone. And it's made by your own body. But I guess the New York Times thinks that's a conspiracy theory. Oh, your body doesn't make vitamin D. Why would it? Well, because it saves your life. That's why your body makes vitamin D when exposed to sunlight. And the reason people are so deficient in vitamin D is because they're all living indoors, working in an office, in a cubicle. And they're not outside very much these days, so they're not getting enough vitamin D. And it's especially true with dark-skinned individuals because the skin pigmentation blocks sunlight. It's like a natural sunblock. And so African-Americans are very deficient in vitamin D, which is why they get worse, more aggressive cases of prostate cancer and breast cancer. And the establishment is all okay with that. They want black people to die in greater numbers because they hate humanity. I mean, they're attacking fertility. They hate men. They hate normal couples of a male and a female. They want everybody to be like a gay couple that can't reproduce, or to be a transgender couple that can't reproduce, or to have a chemical castration of all your children, make them gender confused so that they can't actually reproduce either because now they're chemically damaged or they're maimed or they're surgically altered where they can't even have babies anymore. This is what the media is pushing. It's a war on humanity. And again, it's almost like there's a staging of an attempted extermination of humanity for some dark purpose that I'll get into later. I'll tell you what, we're about to go to break, but when we come back, I'm going to talk about 5G. 5G technology, and why it is what I call the extermination network for humanity. It is the kill switch for human beings, and it's being installed right now in cities and neighborhoods all across America and around the world, and it is focused on the cities where you have the highest population density and the most people to kill. So that's coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Counterthink.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on Infowars.com.
5G cell towers are the extermination network for humanity. That's the topic of this segment. This is Mike Adams here for Counterthink. You can view the episodes at counterthink.com, but I'm going to focus on 5G here because this is the kill switch for human beings, and it's no coincidence that they're installing 5G cell tower networks in the most population-dense areas of the cities and neighborhoods where they can literally kill the most people with the least amount of energy expenditure. Now, I'm going to talk about the electromagnetic spectrum and electropollution and phased array antennas. And just to let you know, I have a science background. I run a science lab. It's called CWC Labs. It is an internationally accredited, ISO-accredited laboratory where we run mass spec analysis of organic chemistry molecules, herbicides, pesticides, as well as ICP-MS, mass spec analysis of heavy metals and toxic elements. So science, I mean, I'm a published science author, okay? I'm a co-author of a paper on quantitation of cannabinoids and I'm the author of a best-selling science book on Amazon.com. It's called Food Forensics. So certainly not not working completely outside the realm of modern science. So cell towers have to communicate to cell phones using essentially vibrations in the electromagnetic spectrum. And the shorter the wavelengths are, in other words, the higher the frequency, the more data bits can be transported by any particular signal. And so 5G is using very, very high-powered waves that are very small wavelengths. And these very small wavelengths can be very, very dangerous. They can cause DNA alterations, i.e. mutations, that lead to cancer. And because they're such high-powered signals, they can penetrate your body more effectively than you would want them to. The signals don't just stop at the phone. They penetrate some depth into your body. Now, the shorter the wavelength, i.e. the higher the frequency, and the more data it can carry, the more energy has to be used to transmit that signal. Now, 5G networks use what are called phased array antennas. And what this means is that there is essentially a three-dimensional, well, I'll say metaphorically, a cube of very tiny antennas. They might just be millimeters in height, a cube of them, in a three-dimensional cube, and that these antennas can be controlled using software logic to beam a certain very, very high-powered, high-frequency signal in a specific direction. The purpose of this is to allow the phones to beam signals directly to the cell towers and allow cell towers, 5G towers, to beam signals directly to the phone where they don't irradiate the entire city. They're beaming in the direction of your phone. And this is accomplished through software. Phased array means you're using sort of the physics of electromagnetic spectra and the fact that waves reinforce each other when they are timed to be actuated, you might say, in a linear direction or vector. I don't mean to get too geeky here. Let me just break it down and make it simpler. The antennas that are in your phone and on the cell towers are going to be able to do like beams that point to each other for the most part. That's a simplified version, but that's basically what phased array means. The problem here is that the power of the beam is much more than the power of what the old cell technology used to just transmit across the countryside, which was a giant circle, you might say, or a sphere of electromagnetic pollution. Now it's a beam of electromagnetic pollution. Now, if you walk through that beam because someone standing next to you is talking on the cell phone, and you're walking between that person's cell phone and the 5G tower, all of a sudden your brain is penetrated by that beam. That extremely high-powered, high-frequency beam goes through your skull to get to that person's phone. And what if you're in a crowd and there are 10 people using cell phones and you're standing between that crowd and a cell tower, which you have no idea that that's the case. You're just standing there, maybe on a street corner, and all of a sudden you're being beamed with, you know, the power of 10 5G beams without your knowledge. Maybe you're getting a migraine headache, or you're feeling your chest is starting to feel pressure, or you get a nosebleed or something. You don't know what's going on. Something's wrong. It's because you're getting beamed with all these invisible signals, but the high-powered signals that are directionally aimed at the devices that are using them, which could be mobile phones, but also cameras that, of course, the police state wants to put on every street corner and then beam the camera bandwidth, video signal, back to the cell towers so they can monitor you and do facial recognition and all that stuff. So if you're in a city that has 5G, you are being inundated with cancer-causing beams from the 5G technology. And this is being rolled out at accelerated schedule now through about 2020 and beyond, to the point where you won't be able to go to any major city in the world without being given cancer by these electromagnetic beams, these phased array beams that are pointing at you, but you can't see them, so you can't avoid them. But here's the real, that's just part of it. It's a cancer system. It's an extermination system, a network for causing mass cancer across humanity, but it can also be weaponized. And this is what no one is talking about. I've never heard anyone with this analysis so far. By controlling multiple towers, and remember, these towers might be as close as only 100 to 200 meters apart in a given city. By controlling multiple towers and synchronizing the vectors of the phased array beams, a bad actor, which could be the government itself or it could be a hacker, can find you on this network. They can find your cell phone, wait for you to call somebody so the cell phone is right next to your head, let's say, and they can then control multiple 5G towers inside your neighborhood to beam deadly brain-damaging signals at you, directly at your head, in a coordinated fashion that could subject you to 10 times the normal level of energy that you might absorb when you're talking on a cell phone, which by itself is dangerous. But they could magnify it by how many towers they have available in the area, and they could coordinate. Basically, they triangulate you with multiple towers and can beam this high-powered, full-powered radiation at your brain from multiple towers. And if you think that, you know, Google and the NSA, for a while, a lot of people thought, oh, they're not spying on you. They're not using your searches against you. Come on. If you think these tech companies aren't working with the NSA and the CIA and the deep state government to weaponize 5G cell towers into pinpoint assassination systems, then you're not living in reality. These are 5G towers are assassination. Again, pinpoint assassination tools where they could have, I'm sure at first it'll be like, oh, here's some foreign spy, some terrorist, maybe a Hezbollah cell, a sleeper cell leader or something. And here he is in, let's say, Atlanta. And they'll turn on, you know, 20 of the 5G towers when they catch him on a phone call, and they'll just beam right into his head. And, you know, he'll be dead in 90 days from a brain tumor, or they might just fry his brain in real time to the point where he can't even function, just like an electromagnetic lobotomy. Boom, your brain's wiped out. And they might start that with Hezbollah terrorists, but you think they're going to stop there? No way. Your cell phone will now be their target. If they can beam to your cell phone, they can murder you through 5G. The 5G system is a weapon system, pretending to be a telecommunication system. And I think people are just now waking up to that. And this is part of the war on humanity. I mean, I only have about a minute left in today's broadcast, so I'll continue this in another broadcast. But you have to understand that the power over life and death is the power that the deep state absolutely wants. And they want to be able to track you by your mobile device and to be able to selectively murder you by using an invisible system where they disclaim any knowledge. Oh, what do you mean? Oh, gosh, he had a brain hemorrhage? Huh, what a coincidence. You know, oh, he had a heart attack? Oh, he bled out on the floor of his own apartment when he was on the phone? Wow, what a shame. When they are the ones who do it. And so if you carry a mobile device that uses 5G, you are carrying a big target on your head, essentially, right next to your head, that says, kill me with 5G if you want, and the deep state will. And if they could take out people like President Trump using that technology, believe me, they would. So this is coming. It's a termination system. It's a kill network, a kill switch. And it's an assassination system, pretending to be a telecom system. So I'll talk about that more in future episodes. You've been watching Counterthink with Mike Adams. There's a lot more still coming in future episodes, so check it out at counterthink.com.